Blog Talk Radio.
TGIF, it's the Hunts and Friends Show. Haven't been on in a little bit. Excuse me, guys. A lot of things have been going on, preparing for Myrtle, all kinds of stuff. So we got a special guest here at Yamaha. Of course, you know I air live from 399 Houston Out Street in New Rochelle at the Yamaha dealership. We have so many great bikes on sale, the beginning of the season started. And first, let me introduce, because I'm so excited, I'm blurting everything out. DJ Tech One is the new Hunter and Friends in-house DJ. I want to introduce you. Say hello.
Hey, how you doing, everyone? And thank you again for inviting me to this radio show. Hopefully wondering definitely to definitely present you guys something really nice to listen to as far as featuring in all kinds of genres. Of course, my DJ name is DJ Tech One, right out from Westchester, White Plains, New York. I'm actually an upcoming DJ, but I'm pretty good. As people hear, they like what they hear. So definitely listen to me, and definitely thank
That's
you.
That's right. We give them a chance. We, you know, we support independent artists. We support everybody who's independent, anyone who is in the art, that we support you guys. I'm going to take my first caller. And then you get to experience the Hunter and Friends show live. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friends show. Who's on?
Guess who?
It's Chad.
Yes.
Chad. I'm introducing you to Chop. Chop is part of our show, DJ Tech One. Chop does the Chop's report where she goes out. She hasn't been out lately because of the weather. And she's the last.
No, it's not the weather either. It's my age. I am not traveling nowhere anymore by myself. I'm handing it up. If people want me to come somewhere, come and pick me up. I'm not going to do it no more.
Uh-oh.
I hear that. I hear that, Chops. So, Chops, what's going on?
And I mean what I said. The last time I was out, I had to fight a battle dude on the train with my colors on. And the motherfucking shots are going to try to throw me off the damn train between the damn cars.
Oh, my goodness. So
heck no. That's it. No, my life is more important than this freaking clothes.
That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the snow was so sticky, very hard out there now. So if you're driving anything, please be careful out there.
Exactly. So, Chop, tell me what's going on with you.
What's going on with me? Well, I'll put it like this. I was happy when I was able to walk to get where I want at without taking the confined bus. And I would say like this, Mother Nature is playing a pretty bad joke on us, because today will be the first day of spring.
Exactly. It is the first day of spring, and it's not going so good.
She's going to dump all the snow on us again. Now, which course, soon it's going to be back to the slipping and sliding, and I'm not ready to form my bones again.
Yeah, I actually fell also. I think I shared that with you, so definitely. So tell me, Chops, besides that, anything coming up? I know you're not going out anymore. Like, what have you been seeing on Facebook? Share that with me.
some people tonight is there's a party. I think it's at the firehouse, the Click Firehouse. Even though they're gonna have some exotic dances that I'd like to see, but besides that, I already told them I decline every party. I'm declining. I'm even going to decline bike blessings. I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, but you are bike blessing because we're coming to get you for that occasion.
Oh, well, that's good. But if your hubby's going to ride it, make sure you have a proper pedal on, you know, for me to put my foot on.
Oh, okay. So he didn't have a proper peg, you mean?
That's right. And my foot kept on slipping and sliding.
Oh, gee. I remember that day.
Now, you don't have to worry about no helmets. I got my own. But, hey, I am not ready to have my foot get pushed up in nobody's wheels.
I hear you. Oh, my God. Oh, goodness. I hear you, Chop. Well, Chop, thank you for calling in. It's always lovely to hear from you, my darling.
Yeah, but like I said, when I posted that, when I lose my voice, and I sound like a squeaky mouse, when I did horse like that, I sound like a squeaky mouse, and I would not talk or no bag on phone to nobody.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I mean, some people may not believe it. Like I said, y'all may not believe it. But the people who heard me sound like a squeaky mouse believe what I'm saying. And besides you breaking up, I don't know what's going on.
I hear you. Well, Chop, thanks for calling in. We love you so much, sis.
Likewise, sis. Talk to you next week. And tell homie I say hi. Tell homie that I say hi. The guy that, you know, the DJ.
Oh, it's DJ Tech.
It's DJ Tech 1.
Thanks, well, Chop. Nice meeting you, brother.
Thanks, yes. Chop. I'm
going to
stay and listen.
All right, peace. Okay, peace out. I'm hanging up.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Caller, bye-bye. Got another caller, Sean. We can usually take callers on it. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friends Show. Who's on? Oops. What happened? Here we go. Hi, it's the Hunter and Friends Show. Who's on? Hello?
Oh,
hello. It's the Hunter and Friends Show.
Hello, anyone there?
You can hear somebody there. But hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Miss Pat.
Yes.
Hey. Yes, Miss Pat, I'm here.
Can you
hear me? How's it going? Yes, we can hear you. How's it going?
I'm holding on. How you doing?
I'm doing good in this weather, Miss Pat. You know, today we decided to come out and do the show. Of course, on our radio station, we have some technical difficulties. I understand that because of the weather. So, but we have a brand new DJ that's going to be spinning on the Hunter and Friends Show, DJ Tech 1. And hopefully, Miss Pat, the circuit will like what they hear and get a contact him and for some trophy parties.
Oh, okay. Look, he has to hit my Facebook page and let the people know that he's available, you know, to do the trophy parties or anything they may need. I was told that it's a lot of parties that people would love to have a different DJ, you know, just try something new. And that's a good thing because, you know, it is what it is. They're going to keep partying. They're not going to stop partying, so they're going to definitely need a DJ.
True, that's true.
Exactly. So, Miss Pat. You know, I wanted to hear from you. Of course, you're my mentor, and everybody was really worried about you a few weeks ago. And I just wanted to give everybody an update on how you're doing and what's going on with you, if you don't mind sharing something.
Well, my sugar went up, something that I didn't know that I had, drinking those Pepsi's Rural. It's a Pepsi called Real Sugar, and I fell in love with them after my mom had passed, and I've been drinking them like it's water. other with water, and it sent my sugar up to 399. And I thank Brothers United and President E, because my kids were trying to get me to go to the emergency room about 2 weeks before it happened, and I refused to go. And he told me if I didn't get to that emergency room in 30 minutes, that he was going to come to Baltimore, him and Rock, and it wasn't going to be pretty. So I wasn't trying to get no VU timeout. So I went, and when I went, the doctor told me, he said, you're lucky that you came. He said, because if you had went to sleep, you probably would have never woke up again. So I'm taking this sugar thing seriously. My sugar was 399. So for those who don't know about sugar or have had their sugar tested, please go get it tested and watch what you eat. Because I didn't know that thing hit me all of a sudden. So now I'm like, I'm taking insulin 3 times a day and taking it once a night and also with a pill. You know, and a lot of people say, wow, you went straight to the insulin. Yes, I did, and I'm okay with it. And, you know, my diet and everything has changed. So, you know, I'm looking at life another thing, different. God got me here for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm grateful. You know, so anybody who out there drinking them sodas behind, back to back, you know, even those energy drinks, you got to be careful with the sugar intake. Because once it gets into you, it's going to take some time. So now you call me a fat girl. I got to lose some weight, and I'll get off those needles. And I thank God that I'm still here. And I thank everybody for the love, man. I got so many flowers and cards, and I'm still receiving flowers. So I just want to thank everybody that's out there that has showed me love like that. I really thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
I really thank you guys. Y'all just don't know. I was that close to death.
Wow, Miss Pat. The only thing I can remember is when I called you. You said, Hunter, I need French fries.
Yo, I wanted French fries. It seemed like everything that I wanted, I was not supposed to have. But I wanted it. But I didn't mess with it. You know, I'm trying to do the right thing. And I'm going to continue to make my sweet potato pies, but I'm not going to eat them.
Right.
I'm not going to stop feeding the people who love the goodies that I make. I'm just not going to eat them, that's all, you know? But, honey, you know what I want to talk about? Not only just about me. You know, rotten season has come upon us real quick. And these community liaisons, I know they're on the ball, but I'm going to try to do something different this year. I'm going to call in for other community liaisons to work along with the community liaison leaders that's in the different cities.
Right.
You know, they're going to need help because I noticed that there's a lot of new bikers out here. A lot of people don't know protocol, quote, unquote. A lot of people don't know what to do. We need to teach them. I also want to try to see, I know in North Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina, they're doing a what they call a safety course. If we can get everybody to get their team together and do a safety course in their state, you know, soon the weather breaks real good, get out there in those parking lots and help one another. Show them how to maneuver and do some different things, not tricks, but show them how to, like, you know, get their skills back together, you know, working again. Because you've been off the bike for almost, 4 months, 5 months? Some rode all year. I'm happy for them. But the ones who haven't been riding, I would love for them to practice before they get out there in that street.
Pat, I've been saying this for the longest time, and actually, Boogie, I got you on the line. Boogie, I just connected you on so you could speak. Last year, we've lost a tremendous amount of females across the United States, not just here in New York and New Jersey, but we lost a lot of females. I wanted to do something with brothers giving back to their sisters, because in this community, there are a lot of brothers that have sisters in their clubs, and they don't really watch out for them. And these women haven't been taught correctly how to ride. And on top of that, they push to the limit with their brothers. And you're right about that. We need to all get together as community liaisons. I myself, New York community liaison, I would love to do that for brothers and sisters and teach a safety course for women and men. Because a lot of guys need it too, because you can't say, oh, I'm a rider. I'm such a great rider. If you're such a great rider, why are you always on the ground? You know what I mean? Boogie, you there?
Well, you know, yeah, I'm here. Boogie, there?
Yeah, you on? I guess not. She can talk whenever she's probably not listening.
Well,
but yeah.
You know, I'm gonna put it out there that everybody can get together and have a fun day of having a safe riding course. It's not going to cost anybody any money but just gas and your bikes. And come, you know, every state goes someplace and, you know, was big enough that everybody can fit in and, you know, whoever's the best rider, well, everybody's going to say they're the best rider. But everybody just show what they know and help somebody else. That's all.
Right.
Exactly. Well,
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, we were reaching out to you before. But, you know, Ms. Pat was weighing in on a community liaison that we all should get together and help each other from state to state. And have like
absolutely.
And
I wanted to say it's not how fast you ride, it's how you ride with skills. And you ride to live another day. It's not about riding fast.
Right. And it's not you ride your ride, you know. I hear a lot of people telling me that, you know, Miss Pat, I'm always in the back. It's okay to be in the back. You know, it's all right to be in the back. You know, get the skills, get your skills built up so you can ride, you know, closer to the front. But if you know that you're not a good rider, let the people that you're riding with, let them know so they can kind of help you as you do your ride. You know, and they leave you, you know, because some, you know, every now and then you might want to go balling. The people who know how to ball, they want to ball. Let them ball. If you can't ball, don't try to ball with them. Do your ride. I tell everybody to do your ride. And get your, and everybody should have to get that paperwork straight, especially up in New York. Because in New York,
something
you're going to need
that
paperwork.
I'm definitely going to push that with every president here in New York, for all clubs, Ms. Pat. I will reach out to them and tell them that all club members must have their paper straight. They must have it.
And if they don't have it, let's try to help them get it.
Exactly.
Some people may not know, I got to do this and I got to do that. Well, listen, this is what you got to do. We're going to help you get it. Take the test. Pay for the insurance.
Part of when you join a club and we have all these bylaws, that's part of the bylaws. You must, number one, have a bike. If you, if your member does not have a bike, they can win a bike on the 100 Friends show.
But you know what? The insurance on the motorcycle, because that's how I do mine. They only come around once a year. You know, so some of them might say, well, I ain't going to get no insurance this year. I'm just going to ride. I ain't had no problem last year. But $150 or $200 for a year to keep you safe, that's all it takes. You know, because one blow will mess up everybody. You know what I'm saying? So everybody will get their paperwork straight, you know, and take that course or have somebody show you what to do before you get out there. You know, I think we have a lot. It'd be a lot safer for the bikers, you know what I mean? And also, as we on Facebook, let people know it's riding season. Put it up there on your page. Watch out for motorcycles. You know, make these people be aware that they are that we are out here riding.
Exactly.
You know, some people, well, they ain't out here yet, but look in your rear mirror and look on your side mirror, you know, and make sure before you get over that there's no biker out there near you.
Exactly.
I'm just tired of going to funerals. I'm being honest. You know, I'm through out. And it's not our fault. It's those people who's not paying attention.
I just want to touch on something with you guys, okay? Like I said, we go to bylaws. When you join an MC or you join a rider club, you must have a bike. When you have that bike, your sergeant of arms, your president, whoever, is supposed to go over your paperwork when you say not only do you have a bike, do you have insurance for your bike? Do you have registration for your bike? Club rides together, that person is a liability for that club if his paperwork isn't right. So that's not
that's
only
true.
On the who's joining the club and the people.
Well, they're here.
And very tired of going to funerals. And next year that bike season starts, I cringe because I'm no longer to lose. I don't know. Am I not going to spend any more at the end of the summer? So we do something like that. But I want to know, what do you have planned for us community liaisons in this past for 2015?
I can't hear you breaking up for me.
So what do you have planned for the community liaison for 2015?
Well, I just got off the phone talking to one of the deputy commissioners here in Baltimore. I would like to do a ride sometime in June or July. Matter of fact, I will be doing two rides in Baltimore, and I'm thinking about having a 55th birthday party sometime in the September or the 1st of October. But the main thing, I would love to do a Ride for Peace, a Stop the Violence run in Baltimore, but I would like for every city to do one also at the same time. But I have to wait to have this meeting with the commissioner so he can get with the other commissioners in different states and let them know we can kind of tag and do this thing all at one time. And I think that'll be awesome.
You know, I heard from the Detroit Playgirls. I'm in her. She's doing a rally for peace in Detroit. So it would be nice. Actually, I guys in touch with Pat because I think she'd be a nice community liaison for Detroit. So I have to put you guys in touch with you. She's doing that, and I'm actually going to help her out on that. She invited me to speak at this rally. So, but I also have a ride I have going on in June, but it's not. It's with Delaware. Delaware down in Delaware with them, and they have a ride. But she's doing this rally for peace, so it would be really nice that I could put you guys in touch with each other. Because there's too many besides people going down. There's too much going on. No, that's another.
That's a good thing. That right there is a blessing in itself, that we can work together as one to compass what God has for us. Oh, I also want to say, too, did anybody notice that today is the first day of spring?
Yes,
right?
That's what Chuck's talking about, and it's snowing.
Yo, but check this out. That tells you that's another sign that we need to be aware of. The Word of God said that we would never know what season it is. Things are starting to change. It's supposed to be spring, but it's still winter.
Yeah.
So I just want to throw that out there. God is making some moves, and I hope everybody on the same page where he is so we all can be riding and having a good time together.
Hey, Mike. Oh, let me get into it because I've seen the devil in hell. I have not seen so many people who will do things to people and not apologize. Are you serious? I mean, are you
serious?
Started. This is ridiculous.
We have to change our behavior and the way we think. And God said in his word, I don't mean to change it to a spiritual radio show, but he said we need to be ready at all times. And this is another sign. If nobody knows what's going on, you better wake up and smell the coffee. God is going to do some moving, and he's going to be shaking some apples off of some trees. So we got to get it together, and we got to start passing his word around as we ride on these tools. Y'all better start praying that you get on them and pray that you get off of them and
Amen.
Be able to walk and go somewhere else and have a good time.
Exactly. Well, Miss Pat, I'll close it with this one and not to make it a spiritual thing. And we must, someone told me, I don't have to answer to man. So if I do something bad to man, it doesn't matter. I just answer to God, not to man. So that's a lost soul that just spoke that. So let's prayers up for them. So moving right along. What else, Ms. Tapp? What else, Bookie? What's going on?
You know, I got to correct you on that one. If you do something wrong to man and you know you did something wrong, you have to apologize because how can you ask God to forgive you and you don't even see, but you see man.
Absolutely.
So you know I got to correct you on that one. But it's okay if you can't correct that incident with that particular person and it's going to continue to keep confusion, then that's when you go to God. But God is pleased when you can make friends back with that person that wronged you.
Okay, but Miss Pat, when you sometimes you try to do that and it's like, I don't know what it is. Today people are very super sensitive to me. I mean, you try to make amends and it doesn't happen like that sometimes.
But
so,
you said the key word. You tried. As long as you tried, God gave you credit for what you did. Don't worry about it. As long as you tried. Don't worry about it. They didn't accept it. That's on them. Let them carry that piece of that brick. You let your heart go so it can be free. So you know you tried. Don't worry about nothing else. Because you know what? The devil got his people, too. And his people are supposed to try to tear you down. So if they can tear you down, they did their job. But no, you stand, you being humble, because God says, be humble. And you being humble by saying that you apologize. If they don't accept it, that's on them. You keep moving. Dust the dust off the bottom of your feet and keep chucking. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
I got but don't be mean because they mean.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to invite him on the show. Hold on 1 second. 347, who are you?
Hey, what's going on? This is Lord OBG, Artist on the Rise.
What's up? For those of you who say,
hey, yeah. I know. Just wanted to call in and apologize for not being there live in the studio, but the wife is in the hospital, and I'm actually calling from my hospital room right now.
Oh, God bless her.
Yes, yes. I know. I hope she makes it in time. Well, on Monday, I'll miss her. Do Hip Hop Mondays at Gasolina's, and you got to come out for that showcase. Tell them about this. The night that y'all had everybody there. So fill them in real quick. I know you're busy with your wife. That's my girl, because she don't like it. Nobody to cook for her but me. Go ahead.
Yeah, she definitely likes your cooking. She's a little upset right now because she haven't had no food since Wednesday. So she's like she want a gasolina platter right now. But name is OBG, CEO of Artists on the Rise. I'm a manager, artist, I host, have a TV show, have a radio show as well. And like Ms. Hunter said, I'm the host of Gasolina's R&B Hip Hop Night. And April 7th, I'm doing an all-female showcase. That's nothing but female artists. We got Honey De Niro. We got Kadafia Queen coming up from East St. Louis. We have Skits coming from Jersey. We have Miss Nana and special guest male performers. I've got Jesse D from the Force MDs who's going to perform. And then also I have... performing. Also, I got Mikey J that's going to be performing.
You got it going on.
Yeah, so, you know, this show is going to be real good. It should be a real good showcase and everything. You know, doing it for the ladies because a lot of shows that be happening, they don't be having enough ladies being represented. So this showcase, I felt I want to do all females. I started with three female artists that said they would come out. Now I have to turn artists away because I don't reach the capacity because I want everyone to get the equal amount of time. I don't want to shortchange no one.
Well, I hear you. Let me tell you, I got to tell you that night, every Monday you guys are there, you rock out at Gasoline. Y'all pulled down that night. I mean, it was just like a live concert up in there. I mean, and I knew who you were because everybody who was somebody was all up in there. I mean, including some of the cast members from Love and Hip Hop, which I was very moved. And it was really nice to give Gasoline a little bit of flavor there. And just, I mean, we did.
Yes, but we try to support the underground artists. You know, showing them that there's a platform where they can come out. You know, as you know, Ms. Hunter, you know, we don't charge no one to perform at our showcases. You ain't got to sell no tickets, nothing like that. You know, and it's a family-oriented spot, family-friendly spot. It's never no problems. Everybody that's there is cool with each other. And like you said, we have a good show.
That's I'm proud of me, live.
Tell them, OG, we got good show, good food. It be popping in there.
Yeah, I mean, anyone that's listening, any artist that you may work with, you know, let them know, you know, R&B night, they definitely welcome. And if you know any female artists and other young lady that's on the line also, I ain't catch her name, but if she know any female artists, I would definitely make an exception just for y'all to put them on the all-female showcase.
Huh. That's a look. You heard that, Boogie? Well, I guess Boogie has to skip off for a second. Great look.
You know, if Hannah, if you can get his information, I'd like to see if you have the new group called, oh, God, I can't even think of the name. The Philly, these young boys that sung for Obama in Philadelphia, and Obama fell in love with them. And they on the move out in California right now. But I would love for them to come into New York to have a good time with you guys. Matter of fact, they just come off of that show called Park 16 or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They call Philadelphia something. You can inbox me. I'm Miss Pat DeHart, Philly Community Liaison. And I'll hook you up with them with Charlie Mack. I don't know if you know Charlie Mack or heard of Charlie Mack. He's a big-time producer.
What did you say? Your name is Miss Pat?
Yeah, I'm Miss Pat.
Do you know Greg Hills from the Delphonics?
Know who?
Greg Hills from the Delphonics.
Yeah, he lives in Philly, but also I ain't going to tell you where he lives, but where he used to live.
No, ma'am, I'm affiliated with Greg Hills. That's why I'm asking you. I heard your name mentioned from him before. The Delphonics, I promote some of their shows, like I said, along with Fonda Ray, along with Jesse D and Jeff Redd.
I don't know them other guys.
Those people, Fonda Ray is an R&B singer from the 90s who had the hit, from the 80s, I'm sorry, who had the hit song Get Over Like a Fat Rat.
Okay.
Jeff Redd also had
it. I'm old school. The Delphonics, Soft Tones, and the Ebonies, they all used to practice on up in Philly at this little spot. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But I'd like for you to hook up with Charlie Mack. Charlie Mack is a producer that's doing a lot of young rappers right now. So if you hit my inbox, I can give you some information on him. And, you know, maybe he can help you guys out, too. You know, it's all about helping one another.
That's what it's about. One hand washes the other. Both wash the face.
Right. So, but all I say is when you get famous, just come back and help the people that need to be helped. That's all I ask.
Oh, well, I this is what I'm doing now. I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything, but I'm pretty well recognized in the industry business as far as in the movie world as well. I was in the movie American Gangster with Denzel Washington. I was in the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith. So, you know, my repertoire is I'm never too big to know where I come from. That's why I put on these showcases. And that's why I don't charge. That's why I don't charge artists. You can go to some showcases; they charge you $150, $300. Want you to sell 50 tickets, you don't get nothing. That's not me. My success has been there already, and this is my way of giving back.
Oh, that's what's up. That is what's up.
I'm 42 years old. I signed my first record deal when I was 14. At the age of 16, I went gold. At the age of 17, I went on my first worldwide tour.
Oh, that's what's up. That's a blessing there. So, honey, you got to give him my phone number, which I don't mind giving to you on this air because my number belongs to God. So if you need me, I'm there.
Oh,
you know,
and that you're speaking of God also. You know, I'm the chairman of my church men's ministry.
Oh, okay. So you building up God's kingdom too. That's what I'm talking about.
Definitely. And I'm having my men's day this Sunday at my church. And my theme is no more excuses. Be the man God made you to be.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That right there, preach.
Tell them the name of your church and invite them down, man. Because we got to lead people. A lot of people to God. This is the Lord's world right here.
Well, the church is called New Pilgrim Community Baptist. Pastor Mark Anthony Austin is the pastor, and we are located 490 East 165th Street. That's in the Bronx, New York. And the men's day service is this Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Females, y'all welcome to come out also, sisters. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to have one side filled with 100 men. 100 men in bow ties.
Awesome.
That's a blessing.
OG, I just thank you so much for coming on the show and spending your time. I know you're at the bedside of your wife, where every man or woman should be when their loved one is sick. So I commend
She's right here, and she can hear you.
She can hear you. What's up, girlfriend?
Hi.
Poor thing. Tell her my prayers with her as well.
I'm so sorry. I'm sick. I know I don't sound really fine right now.
Yeah, don't be sorry because you're sick. God wanted you to get some rest. That's why he laying you down. So you get your rest and be at peace with yourself.
Yes, that's what Pastor said too, because she runs like a chicken with her head off.
Yeah, well, that's when God wanted her to get some rest because she got some more work for her to do.
Oh, yeah, we just getting started.
Wait, exactly.
But I don't want to hold up the show too much longer, Ms. Hunter. Once you get better, I would definitely like to reschedule to be there live in studio on your show. Like I said, I have a couple of artists I will bring along with me. But, sorry I couldn't make it today, but, you know, a real man is where his queen's supposed to be.
I know that's right.
Again, a
no
real
matter
man
how.
Is that's right.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
You didn't. God bless you, my brother. Thank you for calling in, and we hope to see you soon. All right, OG?
Yes, definitely, and thank you for having me, and definitely y'all will be seeing me soon, and God bless y'all, and may y'all continue to be blessed at what y'all do. Peace.
Amen.
Love
y'all.
All right. Hey, Ms. Pat.
Yes.
He's a very humble brother also, and very respectful. Yeah, he has a lot of knowledge. Very respected, as he said, and humble. So, Ms. Pat.
I'm here. Yes.
What else? We're going to let DJ, when we're finished, I'm just going to let DJ Tech rock out by himself. You ready? You going to rock out?
Yeah.
So now you hear Ms. Pat, because I know you're not from the Motec a while, but we're introducing you into our world. So what do you think so far?
Appreciate it. Now, so far, I really like it. I feel the energy from this. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it's a bad day today, but tomorrow brings a better day. So beyond what I'm hearing and seeing, this is definitely something to come forth, and I'll be around to definitely.
Really? You're going to be doing that thing? So you're going to be rocking out on the Hot Sun Show?
Yeah.
This is going to be my DJ.
Whenever I can.
Exactly. All right, Ms. Pat, you hear that, right?
I hear that. You know, when I hear something, I'm going to make sure he's a man of his word.
Exactly. So, Ms. Pat, before I hang up from you, what else is going on?
Well, that's about it right now. I'm just holding on, doing what I got to do for myself. You know, I'm putting me first, you know, to get myself ready so I can start riding this insulin stuff in me, right? Because I don't want nobody saying they got to stop so I can take my insulin. I want to be able to keep riding.
I wanted to give a special shout-out to Duke Sneed. Happy birthday to you, my brother. I know it's snowing on your birthday, but I know he said he's going to continue it next week. You know, hopefully we'll see him. I'll come out and see him and celebrate his birthday. I don't know about anybody else's birthdays. Can I think of anything else? Nope. I just wanted to give a shout out to him and a shout out to my boy Nando from Lost Boys. A shout out to Lost Boys. They're the greatest. I love those guys. And Lost Boys ladies. And to my people, BDK, Black Dragon King, and Black Dragon Queen down in Delaware. I love you so much. I love you guys. And anybody want to give a shout out to Ms. Pat?
I just want to just ask God to bless us all as riding season come upon us, that we'll learn to love one another more and respect each other. And I do want to shout out to Superman and let him know that Naz is crying down, trying to get his attention to say happy birthday to him. And I love each and every one of you all.
Thank you, Ms. Pat. All right, so you ready to rock out, DJ Tech? Thanks, Ms. Pat. Thanks for calling in. I love you tremendously.
You know I'm here. Whenever you need me, I'm here. God will.
And I love you more, and I'm always there for you, day or night.
All right. Are you ready to
go ahead, Mr. DJ?
y'all. Put y'all stuff in there.
You think some brothers don't.
Thank you.
Somebody better calm you down. Yeah. Huguenot Street. Don't forget, win your tickets to get your raffles to win the brand new R1 2015 down in Myrtle Beach, May 24th at Club 2001. Don't forget. I'm going to take this caller. Caller, I'm sorry to keep you playing. DJ Tech 1 was just rocking out here on the Hudson French Show. Who's on?
This is Alex. I'm in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Alex. What's up, Alex? Alex, we are doing the countdown to Myrtle Beach. Telling them, get these raffle tickets. I'm telling you, people, I'm telling you, all it takes is $15. You got $100, you got $25. Come on, we can hustle, do this. Let's do this and make a donation to autism. Come on, Alex, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Same thing here down in Myrtle Beach. We're doing the countdown, and, you know, we're ready for a four-day festivity. We get the hip-hop and R&B showcase, which is, I'm getting a lot of feedback with that. in the car and bike show and truck show this year. So it's going to be, you know, a real great event. First time ever at 2001, so everybody's loving the new change and, of course, the new location.
Awesome. That's right, everybody. If you don't know, now you do know that Black Bike Week will not be at Hooters this year or anymore. It will be at Club 2001. So fill them in, Alex. Tell them what's going on.
Okay, well, obviously, you know, a lot of people are still asking questions about why the change. It's actually for the better. I'm not going to, you know, go into too much more detail. I've already, you know, explained it to most people. I just felt that it would be, you know, more safe and we can get a lot more vendors, bigger stage, bigger sound system. And when doing the hip-hop and R&B showcase, I think it'll be a lot better, too. That way everybody can see from afar. And there won't be no, you know, view blocking, especially when we bring the bikes and the four-wheelers down. So when we do the giveaway, everybody can see who won. And it's just going to be a great event for everybody. So that's why we wanted to make the change. And obviously, after we do our event during the daytime, we don't have to leave, go right into the nightclub and continue to party and enjoy.
Exactly. I mean, basically, it's like an all-day thing. So all you do is go home. You rock out with us for a while, you get tired, go home, take a shower, come back out, and just hang out with us again. Just hang out with us all night, right, Alex?
Yes, exactly. And then something else we're doing different this year, we're keeping all our food vendors open until 3 o'clock in the morning. So previous years, we would stop the vendors from selling foods, but this year we're going to let them go all the way up to 3 o'clock in the morning. So that way everybody be able to, you know, eat and go in the club and party. And we'll also be setting up a beer tub outside throughout the night as well. So, you know, something like that, I think that will add a lot more, you know, to the event. The people, you know, instead of going in the club, if they didn't want to go in the club, they can stay outside and buy the drinks right there on curbside as long as they stay in a restricted area.
Awesome. That's a great idea, Alex. That really is. This is it. I mean, this is a change for the better. I mean, it sounds great and something that, it's a new experience. Everybody has been going to Myrtle for the past couple of years, and it's just been the same old thing. And now things are just different, you know, and that's what they're looking forward to, something different. So you're bringing it, man.
Yeah.
You're bringing it. So I
just
want to give a
shout-out. You're exactly right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to give a shout-out to you for that, for making that change here. Like, things have been a little choppy. So if you haven't heard it right, you've heard it right now. What's going on, and I just encourage all my listeners to just spread the word, please. And if you're on the Hunt on the Hunter and Friends show, like page that's on there, it's actually on my Dutch's page, it's actually on my page also. Please, I could not stress enough. Try this bike. What do you say, Alex? Come on, man.
Well, they better get those tickets, because if they don't, then I'm gonna end up buying me about 200 of them, because I need a new bike anyway. But also what I wanted to say was, I know I mentioned about 3 weeks ago the redirection of the traffic from Myrtle Beach to 31 and 22. That is confirmed. They're directing a lot of traffic from the city of Myrtle Beach to 31, 22, and 501. So why, I do not know. So if you people, you know, are looking to get into the beach, you might have to find a different route. I know they're closing certain parts of the boulevard, which is, you know, we don't worry about that, but I do want to put it out there because, you know, if you want to get to the boulevard from 501, then it's going to be congested all the way back up to North Myrtle Beach, 31. So, you know, try to figure out your avenues and your routes before you even think about going into Myrtle Beach. Really what I would encourage most people to do is just stay down in North Myrtle, and then you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, getting caught in that traffic, because it's going to be bad this year. As in good. You know, we want to make sure everybody's safe. You know, have respect for the law enforcement, because it's going to be triple the law enforcement out there this year. So, you know, with that being said, I just want everybody to come down, be very intelligent, make wise decisions, and don't do anything stupid, because when they do something, it's not hurting them. It's hurting all of us.
Exactly. And I want to encourage my fellow riders, please come down with your papers correct, because that will definitely take an ease off of everything. I would appreciate if everybody have insurance, registration. I mean, just rep your state and rep it right. Rep the biker community correctly. And
you know? So I'll say that.
Yes, you're exactly right, Hunter. I mean, you know, and I tell a lot of my friends, too. I say, look, make sure you have your insurance. Make sure everything is straight. Because a lot of times they don't know it, but the police will run your tags and you don't even know it. So they have that right to do that. So even though your plates may look like they're legit, once they run those tags, and if it's not, then they will stop you. And you better have some money to bail yourself out, you know. So, and, you know, that's all I just want to say about it. I just want to, you know, push the positive effect that Myrtle Beach has actually reached out to us and want us to continue the event. But at the same time, you know, we don't want a few people to mess it up.
Exactly. Well, thanks for the update, Alex. And actually, let me know the changes on the route, and I'll speak about it on my Facebook page. We're touching on it now, but telling them to find alternate routes to the boulevard. But if you let me know the changes, I will definitely blast it out. So thanks, Alex. Thanks again for calling in. We're going to move on to another caller.
Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you later, all right?
Hi, you're on the Hunter and Friends Show, 347-759. You're on.
Hello.
Hey, AJ.
Hi, it's AJ. I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or not, but I want to say hi. I got on the program late. I want to apologize to everybody, especially to you, Hunter, because you're so supportive of me, and I have to give back by supporting you. So I decided to call on in, even though I had to track through snow. You guys, if you're in New York, it's snowing. And this is the first day of spring? I don't know. What's going on?
I'm telling you, that's what we're all saying.
This is amazing.
Crazy. It's crazy. But you're pretty quick, AJ. Tell them about what you do on Thursdays, and let's get these promoted.
Okay. I know you have a lot of listeners, but I want to shout out to all of those who live in the New York area. My name is AJ Poet, and what I do is open mics, open stage, and I invite anyone who wants to speak out either through their poetry or through freestyle, through dance, through expression, to come out to any event that I have. And we do these open mics so that an individual doesn't have to just stand in their bathroom and sing to the mirror. We do it so that you can have an audience, people who you can share with and give back to, and they can give to you. Because when you have an audience listening to what you have to say, it's a different expression. So my organization is called Speak Now or Forever Whole, and that's Snuff Productions. And that's what I want you to do, is to speak now or hold it back. If you hold it back, nobody hears about it. So we're at Gas. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to cut you off, but I realized last night at your show, you actually, this is a form of therapy for a lot of people. So I just wanted to say that I call you Dr. AJ.
It's fun because, I'm talking of you.
Call it poetry therapy, and you're tapping into something to help people express themselves, and that's what therapy is all about. So if you are shy man, your ego is too big to go and sit down on the couch and tell somebody your problems, speak about your problems. You can write it in a poem. You can rap it. You can do whatever you want. Express yourself, and make sure you come down on Thursdays at Gasolina, because AJ also has other venues that she's at, Dr. AJ, the poet.
We're in the Bronx right now, and we want to go elsewhere. And the good thing about the open mic is that you don't have to be singing and dancing or doing poetry. You can come and share what you do in the community. Because through word of mouth, I think, is the best advertisement. Being able to tell people about what's going on in your world and realizing that your world includes other people. So when we're in the community in the Bronx, we try to share with what's going on there. We talk about what Hunter's doing. Oh, by the way, did you guys know that the chef at Gasolina's at 2525 Boston Road is none other than your host? Hunter, this girl can burn. I go there to do my poetry, but I also go to eat.
those wings are popular.
You like my wings?
Those wings are great. I love
you
it.
Really
do? Oh, God, yeah. They're good.
How was the salad? The shrimp salad.
They're good. Yes. But I'm going to run now because I'm actually getting ready to open the door for my nephew who's coming in from the snow.
No problem.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. 747-759 on. Who's calling?
I think that might be me, Hunter. Can you hear me?
That's Alex.
Yeah, Alex. Alex Patterson. How are you?
Okay, and you, Alex. I know we only have a few minutes left for the show, but Alex, you is offering something great to all of you out there, a chance things in this world, especially repair your bad credit, amongst other things. And as you know, here at 399 Huguenot Street, we have great opportunities to finance bikes. So let's get it right because the bike season is about to start. So, Alex, quickly introduce yourself and what you do and how they can get in contact with you.
Great. Well, my name is Alex Patterson, and I represent 7-gates.com. We're a newly opened United States and worldwide online marketing company. We have an online marketing platform where we're just basically about bringing solutions to people, bringing savings, and showing them extra ways where they can make money. So, you know, we want to create a special for your listeners where we can help them, you know, improve and restore their credit so they can get, you know, loans for things that they want, something as little as even getting a better job or a better apartment, maybe getting a new car loan, getting a loan for a bike, as you was mentioning, different things like that. So we want to show them how inexpensive that could be. So we'll give them the price chart. I think we're going to create a special price chart just for your listeners in that area. We also have surveys that, you know, people can get paid. If you want to stay at home, you could do surveys online. And these are real surveys that you can get paid anywhere from $5, $10, $20 just to take a few minutes survey. And also we help people in the medical field with medical and health discounts up to 70% through 60,000 locations worldwide. So just want to give you a little flavor for what we do. And thank you for inviting us on your call today.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. And I invite you next Friday. Boogie, are you on?
Yes, I'm here listening to all these wonderful people speak.
All right, Boog. So invited Alex back on. Boogie's my station manager. And I've invited Boogie back on, Alex back on, Boogie, to share with us how we can create stories and make
great.
All right, because we all need that. By teaching about. So thanks very much, Alex, for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you,
okay.
Alex. And AJ. And Miss Pat. And everybody.
We had AJ calling in. We had OT calling in. I mean, we... I chopped. You've been calling, but DJ Tech is our new in-house DJ who will be rocking out. He also rocks out with Snuff on Thursdays at Gasolina. What else we got going? Oh, and Alex called in. Alex filling us in the countdown. I just want to say just shout out to all my sponsors to Yamaha here at 399 Huguenot Street. Shout out to DJ Torrent, my other sponsors,
and XS Energy Drink. Shout out to Sean Felder for always supporting me. Power 100 HFM Radio, DJ Tech One. I appreciate you. My station manager, Boogie, I appreciate you. Shout out to
my son. We appreciate you too, Hunter.
Thank you, baby. Shout out to my son, Potency, who always gives me the drive. I'm telling you, Boogie, it's crazy how I'm a mom, but I'm not just saying that. Like, God really gave me an angel. He really, really did. And that's like my biggest supporter. He's my best friend, but he knows I'm his mother, number one. I don't play that.
I'm going to give a shout out to my cookie. That's my dog. He be holding me down. Literally, that's my dog. That's my poodle.
Oh, my baby.
Right, Blackfoot? We're going to do a job.
Thanks, Cookie. Oh, yes.
We're going to give a shout out to Cookie. AKA also known as Monkey, that's her street name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll Friday. I know we've been skipping a couple of Fridays, the weather and all kinds of craziness, but please come down to 399 Huguenot Street. We have a sale going on here. Bike season is about to start. Ms. Pat talked about safety. Let's do it. All the community liaisons,
Don't wait for the community liaisons. If you're in a club, teach your brother or sister how to ride correctly. Take a safety course. Do whatever you need to do.
DJ Tech One, what's going on with you? What should we be looking for?
Pretty much just looking for just more exposure. Hopefully, like I said, I am for hire as well. You know, I do have business cards, working on a website. Do have a fan page as well.
Well, you can put that on my page. And
oh,
then you
sure.
can put it also
you
on Boogie's page, too. So we can definitely put that out there.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to everybody in TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God we're
yes.
live.
Get out
this.
The snow. Get out the snow. All right.
Peace out to everybody.